This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show. And yes, we are live. It's a Sunday, and I actually hear it's some kind of holiday about fertility and bunnies.
Oh, happy Ishtar.
Yeah, It's Ishtar. And with you tonight on this special Ishtar Sunday is me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Now, Free Talk Live is a call-in show, so that means you can actually take control of the airwaves. Call us, bring up anything that's on your mind, anything you want to discuss, and the number to do that is 855-450-3733. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And since we are live tonight, I figured, you know, there's a really important study that just came out, and I really wanted to talk about it on the show today. And Mark, you had seen this too. There was a study done by Princeton, and they looked at what kind of government America has. Now, you might think, well, of course...
It's a republic. It says right in the document says republic.
You might think it's a republic because that's what you get told by the conservatives.
But what the hell's a republic? I mean...
Well, okay, all right. Let me see. Oh, this is ridiculous, but let me see if I can try to take the conservative position. Well, Mark, a republic means that we elect people to... you know, represent us, right? And I don't even know what a republic means.
Let's talk about the etymology of these two words.
Uh-huh.
One of them means by the people, and the other one means, like, of the people.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the difference?
Yeah, nothing. One is Greek, one is Latin.
Okay. Well, the other thing that you hear about American government is that it's a democracy.
Well, okay, right. But I mean, republic, just to define it, part of the word is representative.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Meaning that it's representative of the public. Not necessarily by the public, and you put in elected officials
that do it. There's a middle manager in between.
Yeah, I mean, so the word actually makes a good amount of sense
for
what it describes. Ironically,
I wasn't terribly far off in my original definition.
No, but equally, I want to point out that someone asked this question a couple hundred years ago to Benjamin Franklin, saying, you know, what exactly, when, you know, of course, this is, this might not actually be a true story, but it's been accepted as true, is that when they're leaving the Constitutional Convention.
The Republic, madam.
Yeah, what kind of government do we have, Mr. Franklin? And it's like a republic, if you can keep it. You know, so...
very dramatic.
Well, yeah, and let's not forget, which people are we referring to? When Benjamin Franklin was talking about it, we were only talking about landowning, which meant basically white. White,
right.
Landowning males of 21 years old or older, and that was, you know, the deal. So which public are we representing at that point? That's essentially only the heads of household that owned land.
But, yeah, you know, I wonder if Franklin, in his genius, and he was a genius.
I wouldn't doubt that.
You know, did he know what Lysander Spooner knew, in that his phrasing being, if you can keep it, if he knew that the Constitution could actually lend itself to not be a republic? Yeah, I mean, I wonder if he had that foresight, because, of course, Lysander Spooner certainly seemed to think so.
Mm-hmm.
So this was for the Constitution? Was Franklin around for that one, or was he around for, was this the Articles of Confederation? I'm a little confused.
No, this was for the Constitution.
Okay. All right.
Well,
so 1789, then.
It's interesting that you pointed out these sort of white landowning people as the ones who are being represented in a republic, right? Because mm-hmm. there is often this tension between people who say, America's a republic, and we need to keep it that way, and the people who say, America's a democracy. Like, the people who want it to be a democracy, I think, maybe tend to be a little more left-leaning or progressive.
Perhaps. Well, I don't know that, I don't hear too many people saying, it's a democracy, and they planted their flag in that. What mostly you hear is sort of people saying, because we are told our whole lives it's democracy, they say it's a democracy, and then the Republicans among us will say, whoa, 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 not a democracy, it's a republic. The founding document says so, as though that means anything. I mean,
right.
There's a, you know, what you would call a direct, strict democracy, like a New England town meeting here, where we have, you know, everybody in the town can potentially get together in a room and vote up or vote down spending things. Now, I don't see this as, it's rare that there's split along lines unless it's a contentious, expensive issue. I see most of these things passing unanimously in these events because people don't want to, you know, they don't want to vote no if they don't think anybody else is going to vote no. Every time I go to these, I'm the only guy saying no.
And it's still the problem of, like, your interests are not being honored or represented at all.
Sure.
if you don't agree with the majority. But what's the difference between a representative democracy and a republic? Because you hear representative democracy sometimes, too.
I think that a representative democracy is an accurate statement for what we have. I mean, you know, that's fine. We have a republic where the representatives are democratically elected.
Yep.
You can use the term republic. You can use the term, representative democracy, either one of these things, if that's what you wish to use to describe this. The question is has it secured our freedoms? There's supposed to be rights. The idea of the Bill of Rights was written into the Constitution so that we would have these rights that would be among them being the ones that are written here, and we would be, you know, secured. And they haven't been. Throughout this country's history, these Bill of Rights things have been attenuated and, defined by the Supreme Court in ways to mean that they aren't rights.
Yeah.
If you have the right to keep and bear arms, you have the right to keep and bear arms, not if the city says it's okay or if you have to get a permit or whatever. And I just use this as an example. If you have the right to free speech, you have the right to free speech, and the government can't affect it. Right. Now, I can affect it if you're on my property, but beneath my window at midnight yodeling. Yes. You don't have freedom of speech on my property. But on your property, you should be able to yodel as long as your yodeling isn't loud enough to go across property boundaries and into somebody else's window.
Right. Now, I don't really care so much what kind of government America has, because the idea that it's legit for somebody else to rule over everybody has really lost all credibility with me. But it's really interesting, regardless, to see the results of this study. And they have found, these researchers at Princeton, that America is not a democracy and not a republic. It's something else. But we'll find out what that is in just a moment here, because Ty is actually on the line on Skype. Hi, Ty. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, I'm surprised. I didn't expect to get on so quick. I just wanted to make a small correction. The word republic, the etymology of the word republic, basically really means public affairs. It comes from the Latin, not Greek, res publica.
Right.
And res means affair. And publica means the public, so it's just public affairs. That simple.
Oh, I see. So it wasn't representative. Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
Right, now,
so what does that mean? Like, what is the translation of that etymology?
Well, I don't know about the translation of the etymology, but the ideas really stem from Plato and from his book, The Republic, or his writings, The Republic. And in that one, he outlined basically the overall idea of the state, quote unquote.
Okay. So is this a scary book, or is this something that small government kind of minarchists tend to like, or what?
Well, the small government and probably the Republicans like it because, you know, it's one of their foundational documents. But of course, free people and people I would consider either anarchists or voluntarists would not like it because it is a top-down type of thing. It's of the people, really. It's not a bubble-up deal.
This is one of the points that I make to people when, look, I'm fine sitting around minarchists and people that want smaller government. I'm cool with that. That doesn't bother me. But I'd like to point out that these ideas are, how old is this with Plato? 4,000 years old?
Well, yeah, it's very old.
Yeah, these are four.
Well, a couple thousand.
It was probably, before Jesus.
About
400 BC, something around there.
Okay, 2,400 years? All right.
Sure.
And at that point, this is just him writing it down. Somebody else already thought of this, and God knows how old it was at that point. Athens was a democracy. And these ideas are thousands of years old. This is old technology. Our founding document is 225 or something, 225 plus years old. We can't, really, in the world of the internet, we can't come up with a better governing system than all the rich people get in Washington, use the power of Washington, D.C. to control the planet. That's the best we can come up with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Electoral College is for horse and buggy.
Yeah, that's the purpose of it.
Thanks for the call, Ty. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. More coming up. Stay tuned.
If you've got a 401k, IRA, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes in retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potentially double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-488-1677 now to get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. Just cover shipping and handling. The next 37 callers get a free trial to the Millionaire Black Box. 1-800-488-1677. Call 1-800-488-1677. 1-800-488-1677.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.77, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,344.77, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, the live Sunday night show. Tonight it's me, Stephanie, here with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us here on Free Talk Live and bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-3733. Of course, that is if you're not in church right now. If you're home on a Sunday night listening to the radio, we are live. And you can give us a call also on Skype at lrn.fm. And we want you to know that ProXPN sponsors our call-in lines and our Skype.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, usually, Stephanie, church services are done at sunrise on Easter. That's the big deal. Is Easter special because you get up and do the sunrise service at like 6 a.m.?
Oh, yeah, you got to worship the sun when
that
it comes up.
Like really enjoyable.
It is, you know, if you're going to get up early one day a year, it's good. If you don't get up early, it's good to try it one day a year. I'm for it in that way because there's nothing, it's invigorating to have gotten up early.
What if, provided you get enough sleep, it is.
Even if you didn't get enough sleep that one time, it's still invigorating.
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to disagree, but does it count if you're
up? It depends if you have to or not. That's the difference.
I think you're right about that. But does it count if you're up from the night before doing your fertility rite? Into the wee hours of the morning when the sun comes up?
I don't know what counts as what.
Does it count as going to church?
If you go to church, it counts as going to church, yes.
So you have to do your fertility rite in the church. Got it.
But going to church is
I love it. All right.
But church, going to church is of no value. Even no Christian a Christian won't say that either. I mean, a church is just a place. It's really about whatever, you know, your relationship is with God. If for the Christians, that's what they would say. And I think that that's true for many of the pagan sorts, too.
Where two or three gather in my name, the Lord is there.
Yeah, I think you can have it on your own, too. Go ahead.
I think two or three should gather in,
there you go. However they
in Ishtar's name. Anyway, you mentioned ProXPN, Stephanie. What is ProXPN? And I think this is, if you value your privacy online, and again, your online world is really, in today's day and age, has become just as important as your meat space world, as your real, as your analog world. And ProXPN is here to protect that, to encrypt that, to keep what is yours truly under your purview and not under the purview of your ISPs or the NSA or whoever else.
Or someone else who might be sniffing your package.
Sure, some bad actor, at an airport.
Okay. It always sounds like a double entendre to me.
Yeah,
me too. But, this actually, we can talk about our experience, Brian. So you and I both use ProXPN on our various devices, phones, computers, and so forth. And we were at a bunch of places over the last couple of weeks because we were on the road traveling for Bitcoin conferences.
Sure.
So we were on public Wi-Fi networks, the hotels, the airports, and all that business. And I was concerned, that going on those without using protection could lead to some nasty virus or something. So, ProXPN is great for that. All your data is encrypted as soon as it leaves your computer, and no one can see what you're doing online.
Yeah, and actually, not even just that, but it helped with, we were in Canada, and I couldn't access my music on my computer, so I powered up my VPN because I use Google Play All Access, and that's not available in some countries because somehow you cross these arbitrary lines and suddenly you can't access your music,
like Hulu or certain YouTube videos.
Sure, and so I powered up my VPN, and oh yes, you're in the United States. Everything's just hunky dory.
Right, the VPN tells the internet that you're in a different place. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's great. Very, very handy to have for that reason alone. But then to encrypt everything from any bad actor, whoever that may be, is phenomenal.
I'm always amused. You get those singles ads where, I'm not single, but I still get the ads where, it puts the same people's pictures up no matter where you are. But it says that she's in Henniker.
She wants to meet 40-year-old men, right?
Right. She's dying, right? This busty 19-year-old is dying to find graying 40-year-old men. She's just hot for him, right? And strangely, there's a bunch of women that look just like her that live around America, and it's always a town that's within driving distance, but not so close that your wife might find out. This is how it goes. But these same ladies are over in
Netherlands.
I'll log into the Netherlands or whether. Yeah, there's other attractive women that says I can't speak Netherlandish or whatever it is that they put in there. Funny she doesn't even look Jewish. I have no idea what it says there.
No, it is. It's handy. And so ProXPN, it's available for practically almost anything. iOS, Android, they have apps for those. Linux, Windows, OS X, you take your pick. You can use it. And really, you got to understand, no matter where you're going in the world, this is one of the biggest companies, you know, VPN companies in the world, and they're growing all the time because they offer such a great service, such a fast service for people to use. Okay,
There's a lot of other VPNs out there, but the important thing to know about them is that not all of them are actually committed to your privacy and your freedom, because a lot of them keep logs of what you're doing just like your ISPs might.
Absolutely.
Whereas ProXPN does not do that. They've always been committed to that. They say that they're on record saying, you know, if anybody asks us for logs, we'll tell them, A, we don't have them, and B, if we did, we wouldn't give them to you.
Yeah, exactly. They tell the suits to take a hike, which, you know, that's peace of mind that I think has almost no price. But talk about a great price. Use the code FTL20. You'll get 20% off the price of the account for the lifetime of the account that you go with, whatever you happen to go with. Or you can go with Bitcoin and get a 30% discount. But bear in mind, with Bitcoin, you can only get one discount at a time. So if you use Bitcoin, you're just getting the 30%.
Yeah, because I misinformed people at one point. I thought it was 20% and then 30% off the 20%. My mistake.
Yeah, no worries. Either way, you're getting a great price no matter what you do. And you're getting, in my opinion, a great service, one of the largest in the world. So, you know, I trust them, ProXPN.com.
Absolutely. Speaking of largest things in the world, the U.S. government is one of the largest governments in the world, and the largest militaries, and the largest failures. And we've got a study that we were just discussing in the last segment about what type of government the U.S. government actually is. And the answer may surprise you. It's not a democracy. It's not a republic, as you may have been taught in school or heard from liberals or conservatives. A new study from Princeton has shed some light on what type of government the U.S. government actually is. But first, we're going to go to the phones because we love to talk to our callers here on Free Talk Live. And we've got Liberty Phoenix on the line on Skype. Hi, Liberty Phoenix. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey, 420.
Thank you. We don't, you know, Brian and I are just not interested in pot or pot culture, but, you know, we'll take it.
I appreciate it all the
same.
Thank
you for the
moment. Yeah. I like that there's a new holiday.
Yeah.
Well, I was listening to Sovereign Tech earlier, and you were mentioning Mega Man 3.
That's, by the way, that's Brian's podcast. He has a technology podcast called Sovereign Tech. S-O-V-R-Y-N.
That's right. It's all about science and technology and how it can set you free. And like you said, SOVRYNTech.com.
Yep. And go ahead, Liberty Phoenix.
Your topic for your game of the, I think it was game of the week,
yes,
was Mega Man 3, and it really inspired me to go play and celebrate my 420, just kind of hanging out and relaxing with the nostalgia of the old days and remembering back when days were good.
Yeah.
You didn't have to work.
You guys have a great Sunday, and I'll be listening to the show.
Thanks so much, Liberty Phoenix. Take care. And this is Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-3733. The ProXPN toll-free call-in lines. More coming up.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
I'm David Cordini, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show. Yes, we are live on Sunday night. Tonight it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we are Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-3733 and bring up anything that's on your mind. That's pretty unusual in the world of talk radio that you can call a show and bring up anything. You don't have to stick with the topic we're talking about. Bring up your own.
So if we've recently started a weekly newsletter. We always did email updates now and then, but we're doing a weekly newsletter, and it's really great. Check it out. Just go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there for the newsletter, the updates list. Also, we have information about our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter there. So it's news.freetalklive.com.
Oh, yeah. I've been getting the Free Talk Live newsletter. It's a nice little touch.
It's new, and it's nice.
Very cool. Okay, so we've been teasing this article here about what kind of government America actually has. This is really interesting. This is the result of a scientific study.
At Princeton University.
Now, how scientific a study from the political science department is, I am not really
sure. More scientific than anybody who's listening has done.
Yeah, that's a good point. Sure.
I mean, political science isn't exactly your most, hard science, right?
No, it's not.
Speaking as the PhD here, who is Sloan lab rats in her thousands, you've done real science, right? You can't really study politics the same way, but you can do the best you can.
Sure. I mean, even in so-called hard science, opinions do come in, but in things like economics and in things like political science, It can sometimes be a stretch to call them science, even because so much of it is just opinion, basically, that they kind of try to ex post facto justify, or even the things that they study could be an instance of bias. But
this seems absolutely right to me when I saw the results, though.
Yeah, well, if it seems right to us, then it must be true.
We're not biased at all. So anyway, these researchers at Princeton, Martin Gillens and Benjamin I. Page, crunched some numbers and found that America is, in fact, drumroll please, any guesses? You guys know the answer.
I can't guess.
Dictatorship.
They actually found it's an oligarchy. Now, an oligarchy is a system where power is effectively wielded by a small number of individuals defined by their status called oligarchs. Members of the oligarchy are the rich, the well-connected, and the politically powerful, as well as particularly well-placed individuals in institutions such as banking, finance, and the military.
The reality is this is all government has ever been.
Yeah.
It's never been anything but this.
Yep.
When the kings had their courts, they had to get dukes and, counts and people like that that were influential to be on their side. So, you know, favors would be doled out. It would all be politics and inside the court anyway. It's always been the wealthy and the powerful ruling over everybody. You can change the title of the government. You can call it communism, but turns out it's Joseph Stalin and the people in the Politburo that get the good stuff.
Sure.
You can call it a monarchy, but turns out it's King Henry VIII and the people in his court that are running things. You can call it a democracy, but it turns out it's the people in a true democracy, like New England towns, it's the city fathers and the families that have been in town a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You can call it a republic, but turns out it's the military-industrial complex, the lobbyists, the politicians, the family names, the Kennedys, the Bushes, the Clintons. It's always this. Is there some changeover? Yes, but that's not democracy.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I don't think we need a study to tell us this.
This is why it rings completely true for me. I didn't study. The only thing I did was look up the term oligarch to be able to define it here on the show, and that's it. Because I knew it was true. This is how it's always been.
Well, I would argue actually that the U.S., even with the quote unquote founding fathers, has always been an oligarchy. In fact, Jefferson and Adams would go back and forth saying there's a natural aristocracy. Okay,
right.
And that in and of itself is an oligarchy.
And it was even written in the Constitution, of course, like women couldn't participate in the political process at the beginning, and black people were counted as 3/5 of a person, and
that's not even
codified.
Well, the fact is if every... you'd still have some arguable republic if all landowning white males actually had the same level of power, but it's obvious that they don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the people that are in, the people that are out, the people who are give their vote away for free stuff or to be liked by the right people. It's always this way.
Now, I'll share a thought, though. I'm very concerned that there are a lot of people who would use the term voluntarist or anarcho-capitalist who would also say that effectually you would end up, even if there weren't governments, you would end up being ruled by an oligarchy.
Right, because it's a natural hierarchy.
Yeah, Hans Hermann Hoppe, he would come right out and say there's natural elites and natural intellectuals. There's people that are just going to end up running the town.
This may or may not be true, but the fact is, I don't know the answer to this. And no one else knows the answer to this because it's never been allowed to be tried. And free people should be able to try this out on their own.
Sure.
Like I said, I have all kinds of sympathies for the small government minarchists, but I think that other people, this is my transition from the minarchist type to the voluntarist, was I realized if somebody owns a piece of land or large piece of land, they should be able to invite people there, create their own little society, and be left alone. And that's what they should be able to do. And that's really the transition. If you think somebody can...
Nobody really owns land now because you have to pay rent to the government to keep living there.
Indeed. And that's really, that's a problem. And that's how it's always been. You know, quit rents mm-hmm. are what property tax are.
Yeah, it's just modern day serfdom, really.
Yeah.
Quit rents are what the serfs and the had to pay to the lord. And then the lord would pay some kind of fee to the king. And that's how it always went. It's no different. It's just different rulers.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever left feudalism. I've said that plenty of times, even on this show. It just hasn't happened.
It's feudalism with a different hat.
Yeah.
And you're right, Brian. I think there is a bright line between people who might call themselves voluntarists, but don't really want to abolish all hierarchy. You know, like they're mm-hmm. okay with so-called natural hierarchy. And, I'm not so sure where I fall in that, because if you can opt out, if there's some hierarchical organization, but you don't have to participate in it and you're not subject to it, it's completely voluntary whether you want to be in that organization, then it's probably fine with me. I just wouldn't want to be have anything to do with it. You know what
yeah.
I mean? But a lot of natural so-called natural hierarchies, you can't opt out or you can't opt out easily.
Yeah, but I want to bring that up in that to say that oligarchy in and of itself may not be an evil thing in most people's definitions of the word, because
well,
I think
oligarchy it definitely has an evil tinge to it. It just doesn't.
Sure.
Its implementation may or may not stink.
Exactly. So
the fact is, the governments around the world own their citizens by their very founding statements in many cases. But I'd rather live in the United States than I would like to live in Uganda or something like that.
Sure. Sure, but I think it's important to bring up because I think a lot of people would hear this article and just go, oh my God, we're an oligarchy. This is where we need to get back to a republic. And it's like, no. First off, hold on. It's always been an oligarchy. Oligarchy.
Yeah,
second off,
nothing to go back to.
Right. Second off, hold on. You may not think that's a bad thing. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
and if so, I agree. As long as it's, as long as you can opt out of it, maybe it's not so bad. You know, but I wonder.
I think you have to, fundamentally, you have to be able to own land. And that's what it comes down to. If you can't own land, if you have essentially these property taxes as things go, they control you and they decide what you're going to do. Should you have to pay for roads? Absolutely. Should you have to pay for school that you send your kids to? Absolutely. You should have to pay for every service you use. But a property tax is an immoral system for getting that stuff paid for.
Yeah, that's interesting that you bring up land ownership as such a key cornerstone of freedom, because I pretty much agree with that, right? Like, property rights are basically rules for humans to live in a world with scarce resources and minimize conflict, right? This is yours, this is mine, don't aggress on my stuff, man,
yeah.
Right? But there are some people who own, huge amounts of land.
Like, sure.
There were land grants back in the days of yore. There are still some places in New Hampshire, actually, which are so-called unincorporated areas or
yeah.
land grants. And it's basically like some lord or something gave, or some politician gave a mountain to some guy, and it just got passed down through his family.
Yeah.
Some guy was politically connected. So is that legitimate land ownership? And all of it was taken from Native Americans who were living on it before. So you really can go down a rabbit hole with it, although I do really like the idea of property rights. But what do you think? 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday show.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. It's me, Stephanie, here with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can call us and bring up anything that's on your mind. That is why we call the show Free Talk Live. The phone number to call is 855-450-3733. Or you can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Now,
and you can get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. There's a subscription program there for BuzzBox coffee. Now, BuzzBox is high-end coffee. It's 100% organic, shade-grown, top 1% grade Arabica beans. And, you know, you're gonna, it's delicious coffee. There's no doubt about it. You can find delicious coffee in your town. You can find shade-grown coffee if you go on the internet. What you can't find is you can't find an organization that has the commitment to its the people that produce the coffee. It has commitment to creating a better world in the third world than BuzzBox. BuzzBox has teamed with us to offer 100 microloans through World Vision to people around the world so that they can get that bicycle they need for the delivery business or that sewing machine they need to make shoes for their community. So many things. And shoes, by the way, are a big deal. Clothes you can get for free around the world, but shoes, people wear those things until they wear out.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Much harder to get shoes. So, yeah, anyway, coffee.freetalklive.com to get a free pound of coffee that once you try it, you'll love, and you'll love the way you feel about how you're making the world a better place. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right. Now, we've been talking about this study from Princeton University, the political science department, that found that, contrary to popular belief, America is actually an oligarchy, which means that basically the rich and powerful are in charge of the political process. It's ruled by the elites, the rich and powerful.
Of course, this is how, the way it's always been in human history, and I think it's amusing, the idea that you're going to have a revolution and set something up. Oh, you've changed out the rich and powerful people. The rich people mostly stayed rich, or we've created new rich people, and the powerful, we have new powerful people, and we shouldn't have any problems now.
Right, yeah.
I think we should point out, too, it's always been this way in the Western world. I think there's areas maybe where It hasn't always been that way.
With the
in popular history, that's like, I mean, the Native Americans didn't have an oligarchy, I don't believe.
They probably had powerful people, right? I mean,
well,
they had
Native
slaves.
Americans, there were like thousands of different tribes.
Yeah,
a lot of them
were
all different, you know, so.
Yeah. But yes, your point stands. I just wanted to cut people off the past. They said, well, there was this group, you know.
There's always a group.
Yeah.
There was one group that Magellan encountered that didn't understand what personal property was. You know, that's
Oh,
shiny, I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah.
You just didn't get it. That, you know,
right. Oh,
that isn't
going to
mesh real well with modern society.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's interesting case studies. Yeah, I mean, you know, actually, there have been anarchist societies where, like, you kind of could opt out of them. There was one in Russia in the early 20th century. And, of course, they ended up getting conquered by, you know, the revolutions occurring in that day. As far as I know, it does seem like that a natural aristocracy or a natural oligarchy did seem to kind of take hold. But I think the interesting case point in that is that the military leader of the time actually gave up being a military leader there after about 4 years.
A regular Cincinnatus.
Yeah, he pretty much is like, well, we don't need a military here.
You know, and
of course, then they got conquered, but whatever.
What's going to happen is if you level the playing field, like think about Castro's Cuba. Most of the wealthy Cubans had to go. They took what they could get, and they got out of the country as quickly as possible when Batista lost to Castro. But no one would claim right now that there isn't a party elite and that these
the chairs
remain the same. Different butts are sitting in them. So what?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, okay, you don't have an oligarchy now? Yes, you do. Now they call it a revolution.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we are the revolution. Well, wait a second. What do we want a new revolution? Shoot him. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because do you guys think it's possible to have a human society of whatever size that doesn't have a culture of, like, domination and power where some people are ruling over others? Do you think it's truly possible to have a...
I don't know the answer, and nobody knows the answer, and you're not going to be able to find the answer unless we let people be free to start new governmental systems.
Yeah.
You're not free to do that. Here in the United States, you're free to do whatever you want to do as long as you pay us and you follow our zoning ordinances or whatever. Why shouldn't I be able to buy 500 acres of land in New Hampshire, tell everybody... F off. We're making our own little city here.
Yeah.
And we're going to, you know, I'm going to draw people here. We're going to do things my way. And we're going to, as long as we aren't aggressing on anybody else or doing whatever we're doing, why shouldn't we be able to do that?
Mm.
Oh, well, the town fathers won't let that happen. Sometimes the fathers or mothers. But, can't build that there. No, you can't. You know, no. We have rules. The answer is no. Oh, you're going to pay us. Yes, then you can. And that's it. We'll take your land away from you if you don't pay property taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that question. I think it's possible, but I don't think most people realize just how far you're going to have to explore the human condition to get to the point where that's possible. Because I think it goes right down to language. And language is also partly thought, you know, because, I mean, you think those words. And
definitely,
there's so many languages across the world, in the Middle East particularly, where the word for woman literally means property, you know. And I think, you know, like they're part and parcel. It's in the word.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a very... You know, if a woman's thinking that, she's thinking she's property. I mean, you have hierarchy built into the language. You have domination built into the language.
You know, in Spanish, means a pair of handcuffs. So it goes the opposite direction, too.
No, right. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't making a feminist case there. I was just using these. Right, yeah. It can go both ways. But that's the point, is that it has to go all the way. I mean, how far back you have to go? You even got to, you know, get to the language to eliminate maybe this domination thing. And, you know, then it's if you want to.
Yeah.
When you think about the family setup, I mean, we have essentially governments are extensions of families, and you have
I agree with this.
You have a whole total hierarchical setup. I mean, you know, I'm trying to have conversations with Jack about, you know, how things operate in the house, and I'm setting the rules. He's got to operate by my rules. And there really doesn't seem to be any different, you know, any other way around that. You know, he's got to do things at some things my way or else. And I just don't know what else to do.
There are some parents who try to, like, get outside that. But, I mean, That's not my area of expertise. It just does.
I'd love to hear more coaching on it because I would love to raise, a little kid that doesn't have these sort of hierarchical attachments.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard, because he's going to try to dominate all the time. Domination is the way he gets the attention that he needs and wants. And
yeah, I mean, this is something like with the language, my son. You know, and I'm not saying you're doing anything wrong. You know, I'm just saying that explore it. That's property. You know, I mean, like that, like the language in itself is exploring the idea of property and saying my son, my wife, my husband.
My if I say my God or my Lord, it isn't though. So I don't know that a possessive pronoun necessarily indicates property.
Yeah, but that's your God is often, I think, what you would say is the property is going the other direction where you're saying that he owns you. I mean, you're a slave to Christ, man. That's how it goes.
You know? There is really deep.
My equal? This man is my equal?
I don't know. It's a deep question.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is possible to get outside of the culture of domination, but it definitely takes a lot of conscious thought.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like you know, Brian and I live together. I think our household is something that's pretty close to that, like a place that.
But there's expectations, right? Like, I don't know if he cleans the sink or the toilet or what, you know, whether who you do, but if you stop, you know, there's going to be some level of sort of domination. Expectations are not being met.
No, I don't think there necessarily has to be. Like, so if, okay, let's talk about that. If we had a problem where the house was getting messy because somebody said they were going to clean it and then didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we would probably just talk about it. Hey, did you notice that the toilet's getting dirty?
I think it's awesome that's working out, but yeah. There are, you know, I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, there are consequences for bad behavior. And if you're going to be the one who enacts those consequences, right? Like, if Brian never cleaned up anything, you're going to be like, exactly, why are you here? You know, like...
Well, then I wouldn't, like, be his girlfriend anymore.
Right! That's the consequence!
Yeah, but, like, it's... I guess I'm not like, if he doesn't clean the house, I'm not saying, well, you didn't clean the toilet today when you said you're going to. 30 lashes with a wet noodle. You know, it's not like that.
I think that's best.
Like,
I mean,
he wants to because he wants to have a clean environment and he's motivated from within himself. It's not somebody else subverting his will. You know what I mean?
I think that half the population only operates by incentives. And sometimes those incentives have to be thrown in their face.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't operate in a really messy situation. I mean, we're just using this as an example.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I can't operate well. Like, I lose functionality. And so it's my own intrinsic need to, like, want to have a clean place. And I actually, like, that's okay
you
if the other...
You want me to be happy.
Exactly. That, too. And that's another thing that people miss is that I think love, in part, is when happiness,
there's more
happiness is intertwined.
There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday show, 855, 450 free.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/airhandler or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.